Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Okay, this is Tuesday, which is the day that Mike Tomlin will sit in the media room and tell the media what he's going to do this week, maybe, maybe not. But in here right now on this Tuesday, we're going to play You Can Be Mike Tomlin and get to do whatever you want with this team this week within the boundaries of reality, okay?
Mike, so I can't trade Robert Golden for, I don't know,
Tom Brady,
Adrian Peterson.
No. That's that would
no
that
offense, would, Robert Golden.
That would fall outside the bounds of reality. Okay, Mike Tomlin Pursuta, what do you got?
Good afternoon.
Obviously.
Obviously, we're not happy at 0-3, and some changes are going to be made. The first of those, Coach Labriola, is coming on offense. Welcome to the NFL, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, I think, was healthy enough to play last week, but being Mike Tomlin, I don't like to play my rookies unless they are 100% participants in practice and well-coached up in the preparation stage and on their details. I wasn't going to ask him to make his debut under less-than-ideal circumstances. Granted, this isn't ideal being 0-3, but we're going to lean on the kid. We drafted him for a reason. We're going to get to more of the outside zone blocking scheme. A little bit more of that against the Bears, not a whole lot, 5 or 6 snaps.
Coach, you taking questions. I have a question for you.
Well, I wasn't done my statement.
But I mean just on Le'Veon Bell, though.
Okay, we'll take him as they come
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's Coach, I just want, you know, this Wembley Stadium thing, I mean – my understanding, it ain't exactly Heinz Field. It ain't exactly FedEx Field in terms of the surface.
The pitch.
Are you putting a guy with a foot injury, maybe, out there on this grass in his first game? What do you think?
I'll be honest, I haven't thought. I assumed that if the NFL's putting a show on, the field's going to be –
I told didn't I just say when we started in the bounds of reality?
Yeah, you know, assuming it doesn't look like Route 28 in construction season, he's playing.
Okay, continue.
And we're running the outside zone a lot.
But I just wanted to throw that out there as a factor. Yeah. That go ahead.
That's what we did in training camp. That was the plan this year. This kid's a one-cut outside zone back. We are going to establish the run or die trying. We had some play-action success against the Bears. We're going to have a whole lot more if we get the running game going. I'm also sitting down Marcus Gilbert and telling him, next time you come out of the game, you're staying out of the game. You got one more shot. Marcus Gilbert and Mike Adams start a tackle, no more rotation. Next time Kelvin Beachum goes in, he's staying in. We got to clean that stuff up. It's not just those two guys, but it's mostly those two, or a little more those two guys than the two inside guys. So, got to get that fixed. And I'm also going to sit down with my quarterback and acknowledge to him that I know he is trying to be Superman because he thinks he has to be, but I'm going to tell him that ball security has to take precedence over making a great play or, you know, improvising something or the big strike that he's still very good at coming up with. Can't have 4 turnovers out of our quarterback anymore. Cannot. Defensively, we're going to start bringing some more pressure. We're playing Kristen Ponder. The people that evaluate film for me tell me he can't throw up. So I'm going to eschew the deep center fielder, and I'm going to trust my cornerbacks to do some one-on-one deep coverage if they have to. We're bringing more people. We're not getting there often enough with the people we're bringing. So we're going to outnumber them, and we're going to get to Kristen Ponder. And special teams, this was kind of under the radar, but my special teams did a phenomenal job against Devin Hester. I want to give a little shout out here to some of the guys on that kickoff team. Sean Sweesum, who put the ball where we needed it to in a variety of ways. Chris Carter, Curtis Brown, Damon Cromartie-Smith, Marcus Wheaton, Jarvis Jones, Terrence Garvin. The kid from Syracuse, Shamarco, did a nice job. Robert Golden, William Gay, even the kid we got from Jacksonville.
You were going to trade Golden.
Well, just for AP, though.
Okay.
Vikings have another guy. He's not nearly as established as Devin Hester, but Cordell Patterson. Cordell, however he's right. Corduroy Patterson, 105 against the Chicago yes. Bears. He can fly. So we got to win the special teams again. And by winning, I mean we at least can't get beat on special teams. But I had let's say I was curious to see how that kickoff thing was going to work out. And Danny Smith and Sweesum assured me it was going to work out before the game, and it did. So, okay, do it again. We need you.
I'm shocked. I'm almost speechless here, Coach Pursuta, because usually you and I do not read from the same playbook. However, I agree 100% with you on the offensive line. I would not pull Gilbert.
I was close to.
Well, I understand. So was I. But I really like the way you put it when you say the next time you come out, it's permanent. So we're doing that. I really like the talk with Ben. I believe that is necessary, and handled in the way you described, I think it would be on point and should be pretty well accepted.
And I get where he's coming from,
absolutely.
What he's trying to do, but that's not working either.
Well, right. You can't be careless. I mean, in trying to be great, you can't be careless. The defense, I like that as well. I am going to, though, I'm not going to let Adrian Peterson kill me. Because if Adrian Peterson, if the Vikings, and I'm not, I like to bring more pressure thing, but I don't want it to be reckless pressure either. Because if the Vikings can just take Christian Ponder and have him turn around and hand the ball to Adrian Peterson, and that's working as an offense, we're pretty much hosed, because that's all they will do. But I like the aggressive defensive posture, and yeah, I'm willing to, and I'm also expecting Cortez Allen back, and with him back, I think William Gay's played pretty well.
I do too.
Yes.
And Ike Taylor's been phenomenal.
Yes, very much so. So I like that as
well. And I agree with you on the running game thing. I'm just assuming Chris Johnson was contained. Matt Forte was contained, other than the one run.
Got to
stop missing tackles. But I don't expect a running back to come in and dominate this team for .125, two rushing touchdowns. I think it's part of our procedure is that will be dealt with.
Okay. I'm just reinforcing that, though, because this guy is capable of
doing
that.
Good week to do it.
Good week to do it. And, yeah, I agree with you on the special teams. I thought that was, I give out those grades in Steelers Digest. I give special teams an A-. I thought that the coverage, the punting, I mean, and Hester does it both. So it wasn't only Sweesum. You had to deal with him as a punt return
guy, too. Good point.
And if
the Romanian kid can continue acting as if he's been mortally wounded.
Yeah, every now and then. That might have been the best offensive play for the Steelers to that point in that game. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football.
Any questions?
For Mike Tomlin Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.